When Pope Francis visited the United States of America last September, part of his pilgrimage included a prayer vigil for the World Meeting of Families on Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. The Pope attended that outdoor prayer vigil exactly 3 months ago last night on the 26th of September 2015. After some beautiful songs and personal testimonies, the Pope gave a short talk in Spanish to conclude the evening. Deacon John and his wife Nancy were in Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families, and I believe that they got to hear this talk live. And I heard it live too, right from the comfort of my own rectory living room. I remember finishing Saturday night mass, having a little dinner, and then turning on the TV to watch some of the Pope's comings and goings. And I noticed right away that the Pope put down his written, prepared talk, which was a nightmare for the media, who had no idea what he was saying. And he instead spoke off the cuff in Spanish, with his usual rhetorical flourish, which is so beautiful in the Romance languages. I have to admit that the Pope's talk for the prayer vigil in Philadelphia was my absolute favorite of any talk or sermon the Pope gave during his pilgrimage to the United States. You've got to see it if you haven't seen it yet. It's beautiful. He was so joyful. He was funny. He was laughing. He was enjoying himself as he was talking. His authentic, warm personality was radiant. He was like our grandfather to whom you listen with great devotion. So I quickly ran and grabbed some paper, and I furiously wrote down what the Pope said at that prayer vigil. I want to share with you some of his wisdom that he gave us in our country, in Philadelphia, exactly 3 months ago yesterday. The Pope said, "The most beautiful thing God made, so the Bible tells us, was the family. He created man and woman and gave them everything. He entrusted the world to them. Grow, multiply, cultivate the earth, make it bear fruit, let it grow. All the love he put into that marvelous creation, he entrusted to a family." Have you ever thought about that? The most beautiful thing God made was not the sun, the moon, and the stars. It was not the birds and the trees and the plants and the animals. The most beautiful thing God made was a family. The Pope said, all the love God has in himself, all the beauty God has in himself, all the truth God has in himself, he entrusts to a family. It was even more beautiful in Spanish. Todo el amor, toda la belleza, toda la verdad. You can just hear the Pope saying it. Todo el amor, toda la belleza, toda la verdad. He gives to a family. God gives everything to a family. Now, certainly the Pope said in his talk, in the family, there are many difficulties. In families, we argue. In families, sometimes we throw dishes. In families, children cause headaches. And I'm not going to say anything about mothers-in-law. And everyone in Benjamin Franklin Parkway burst out laughing, and even the Pope laughed at his own humor. But here's a Pope in the real world. He knows that sometimes my mother-in-law is really annoying. He knows that families have arguments and throw things, and sometimes children cause headaches. not here in Wabasha Kellogg, of course, but in other communities. Children are hard work, the Pope says, but remember, when we were children, we were hard work too. Families always, always have crosses, the Pope says. Siempre, 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 the Pope says. Do families have crosses? Yes, in families there are difficulties, but those difficulties are resolved by love. Hatred doesn't resolve difficulties. Divided hearts do not resolve difficulties. Only love is capable of resolving difficulty. And God gave us the greatest demonstration of his love. He sent us his only begotten Son. And where did he send his Son, the Pope asks? To a palace? To a city? To an office building? No. He sent him to a family. God came into the world in a family. And he could do this because that family was a family with a heart open to love. And of course, the Pope's talking here about the holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the loving obedience of Mary and Joseph, we have a family into which God comes. God came into the world in a family with a heart open to love. I mean, that is glorious. I mean, you can tell why, can't you, that this is my favorite talk that the Pope gave when he came to the United States. It's even more phenomenal when you remember that he's giving this talk extemporaneously, off the cuff, with no notes of any kind. God came into this world in a family with a heart open to love. Glorious. The Pope concluded his very short, off-the-cuff remarks with three simple challenges about having a heart open to love regarding children, grandparents, and forgiveness. The Pope said, we have to care in a special way for children and for grandparents. Children and young people are the future. They are our strength. They are what keeps us moving forward. Children are the future. They're our strength. And they keep us moving forward. Grandparents, he said, are a family's memory. Wow. Grandparents are a family's memory. They're the ones, he said, who gave us the faith. They pass the faith on to us. And then he said, a people incapable of caring for children and caring for the elderly is a people without a future because it lacks the strength and the memory needed to move forward. Profound. Children are our strength. Grandparents are our memory. If we don't care for them, how can we move forward in hope? May this year of mercy be a year open to the love of children, especially the child within the womb of his mother. May this year of mercy be a year open to the love of our grandparents, even in their weakness, with their idiosyncrasies and failing memories. And finally, the Pope says, never end the day without making peace in the family. In the family, the day cannot end in fighting. End the day in peace, he said. And reconciliation. May this year of mercy be a year of peace and reconciliation among all family members. Yes, in families there are difficulties, always. But those difficulties are resolved by love. Hatred doesn't resolve any difficulties. Divided hearts do not resolve difficulties. Only love is capable of resolving difficulty. Only Jesus, who is love and mercy itself, is capable of resolving every difficulty. During this year of mercy, I pray that the Christ child will entrust to each and every one of your families all of his peace, all of his love, all of his mercy. Amen.